Good morning and welcome to the highlight.
Reel.
Good morning and welcome to the highlight reel. This is David Rostosky. I am super, super excited to be one in Seattle and two to be kind of working on this episodal multi-part docu-series called Seattle, where I'm going back through all of the footage that Miriam and I captured throughout our almost month-long journey from Boston at the beginning of September. September 11th is the day that we flew to San Diego. We packed up all of our stuff and drove up the coast in a car that we bought within 72 hours of landing in San Diego. It's this huge, long adventure. And really underneath all of this is being able to document the spiritual journey and what it looks like to take a leap based solely on intuition, and what it looks like to not have a fully fleshed out tangible plan in front of us, but to be going on such a knowing that every step of the way is informed by trust, and every step of the way is informed by our intuition, and every step of the way we have ups of massive success and things coming through and everything falling and clicking into place. And then we have massive downs a few days later, back in another stressful situation where we feel that everything's going to work out, but we have to still trust it. And just going through this experience kind of on this end, I've felt what it's like in rapid succession to lose trust and regain trust, and to feel and have to trust my intuition time and time and time again, back to back, so quickly that it's become, I think, more obvious to me than ever, and to Miriam as well. And we're both feeling that at just how accurate and how, yeah, just shockingly accurate our intuition has been along the way, and that it's something that we really can trust. And I think that's something that in the forefront of my mind and with the words that I speak, that's obvious. But there's those pieces of my psyche that I'm still sifting through, that I'm still hitting, that don't quite believe that any of this is real. You know, like, no way you're a channel, David, says internal voice. No way this phenomena can exist. No way consciousness is connected. Like, how can all of these things possibly be true? And to those pieces, to the skeptic in me that pushes back on everything, just because that's how my brain kind of is wired and has been wired and is slowly learning to trust and trust more. To those pieces, the response of reality, proving time and time again that our intuition is so much more wildly accurate than I could ever imagine, seeing Miriam feel before we got a car, lots of the specifics of what that was going to look like, and to be able to document the whole journey and then watch it back, it's been unbelievable to be able to not only live this experience, but to have filmed it and to be able to now kind of go through this and see it back and to edit it and create it into like a package that can be experienced on the receiving end of it. It just feels really, really good to be able to have lived this and to be able to share it. So if you want to watch this series, Seattle, then you can type in Indivinus in YouTube, or if you follow me on Facebook, then I'll be posting it within the next few days. So without any further ado, I'm just going to drop in. I've been recording a few of these intros and I'm just feeling an overwhelming energy that pulled me to the car, and so much so that I actually forgot that today was podcast day, and I was feeling just massive anxiety in my body, not knowing what was happening, and then feeling like I should go channel. I went outside and realized, oh, it's actually podcast day. I need to shoot this. So the energy's been coming through for a while. So I'm going to stop talking. I'm not going to do much of an intro today, and I'm just going to bring through Bergale. So thank you for tuning in. And as always, the next voice you hear will be Bergale. All right. Hello. It is a pleasure, as always, to be here transmitting in this particular way. We're going to take it a little bit slow today as we allow the energy to ramp in. David's system is a little bit more tired than it normally is. So in that, we're just going to allow the energy to slowly settle in, to anchor into his system, and allow him to settle back. Now, there's quite a bit of just kind of jumbled threads in David's mental space right now, so much that he has been trying to articulate for this particular episode. And for that reason, as things are landing, what we want to be able to communicate first off to David is that we're going to take lots of these same thoughts that have been coming through in the feed, even while you're doing the intro, and unpack them layer by layer. And if you stick with the feed and allow it to come through, everything will make sense, everything will land. So if you allow your mental space to calm, then we'll be able to bring this through if you just pull from the feed as you normally do. All right. Now, with lots of the energetic and logistical things out of the way, how are you doing today? It's fun feeling the energy in this field of those of you who are here, who are listening, feeling your souls come into the field here even now as we record, knowing and planning to nudge you into listening to this. So for everyone who showed up today here to this particular divine appointment, thank you for showing up. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening to your soul's call. Very few individuals make it to this podcast outside of a very, very synchronized orchestration. And because of that, we'd love to be able to just reaffirm and affirm to you that your being here is not by mistake. Now, there's a lot that has been floating in David's mind, right, as we mentioned. And one of these things in particular is a deep recognition of how normal he is as an individual, a recognition of his identity not jiving with the external image of many spiritual teachers across the board. Him recognizing that in so many ways, he's just a normal human being who has also developed the capability to be able to channel, to be able to make communication with the other side, so to speak, which is really just another individuated consciousness within this larger, intricately connected, interconnected web of consciousness, which is all that is in and of itself.
Right.
But as a piece of this, there comes a very interesting inner conflict. And this is something that is present with many, many individuals, especially those on a more spiritual journey. And this comes with a recognition that you are powerful beyond all measure. This comes with a recognition that you have the ability to tap into God itself and bring through ideas, energies that are beyond human comprehension. And with this, not only comes a great responsibility and great joy and great prosperity and great physical output, but it also brings with it a bit of internal conflict. Because from this place, how do you define who you are? What do you tell individuals when they come to you and ask what it is that you do, who it is that you are, what it is that you care about? How do you articulate the massive power of all that is when on the surface and in this physical environment that you are within currently, you are still very much a single human being? How do you communicate to those who knew you before you had this realization that something has profoundly changed? This is one of the greatest challenges of individuals everywhere, and we see many ways to reconcile this. Some choose to go through an entire identity reorchestration, change their name, change their own internal perception of themselves, and embody all of the positive and light aspects of themselves, and slowly lock away and push to the side anything that is not that, including their past and anything that they had previously considered to be a piece of their identity. This is an extreme, and everything on the spectrum from that extreme all the way to the other side of simply sitting in confusion and not knowing what to do, up through another axis of this spectrum into the many, many other possibilities of how an ego, how an identity reconciles this deep conflict of being God and being a single human being at the same time. And in this is a deep internal conflict that not only David is reconciling more and more and building more awareness around, especially as he sees himself very physically and tangibly through the Seattle series, as he sees and watches himself lose faith, lose trust, he sees how human he truly is. And as he sees how human he truly is, he begins to recognize time and time again that he's not special. And this isn't a criticism of self. This is not self-loathing. It is the realization that he is not special because no one is special, because all are an equal part of this larger organism called God by some, called universe by others, called all that is by others. That there is no separation, but at the same time, there is separation. And within this paradox lies this deep internal conflict that can be very difficult to reconcile. Who am I? Am I all powerful? Am I all knowing? Am I all wise? Or am I merely all that I used to know myself as before this big, wide, wild awakening began? And when you begin to make life decisions based on this new identity, based on this new knowing, based on your intuition, based on your faith, based on your existential framework being this interconnected nature, when you begin to push against what most everyone else believes, that you need to do A, B, C, D in order to produce a very specific outcome that happens the exact same way, and that all consciousness is merely emergent from biology, and that there is no special, there is no magic, everyone is merely a product of chance. When you feel all of that pressing in on you, it can make it even more difficult to reconcile this internal conflict. It can be easy to jump towards, perhaps I am just crazy, and these are just delusions of grandeur. The environment is of no help in reconciling this conflict that is in so many ways so prevalent. And know, if you feel this resonating currently, that it's not just you feeling this, that you are not alone, that we didn't single this out just for you. That there are many individuals listening now who are resonating with this message in the same way, because it is much more common than you might think. Feeling insignificant and crazy while simultaneously feeling infinitely powerful and sitting in a sea of possibilities for your highest benefit in every moment, and feeling your intuition pull you towards things that are grander than you ever thought possible. That can happen simultaneously and is happening simultaneously for many, many individuals. For some, this is a call towards entrepreneurship or towards a social movement or down certain rabbit holes of conspiracy theories, all trending towards that feeling of significance, feeling like they can be a part of something larger. when so much of this conflict can be resolved. It is possible to recognize who you truly are and the nature of this reality, and we feel David chuckling to himself internally as this message comes through, because he feels that we could plug, so to speak, the Ascension Manual of Planet Earth. We could say, and to find all of this context, to go and hop on David's Patreon page at patreon.com/andivinus in order to get the Ascension Manual for Planet Earth pre-order for only $1. And this is very much so true, although it is a comical way to draw individuals towards that synchronicity and divine appointment. But there's more than just simply reading the book, because this isn't about the book. It is and it isn't. There are many individuals who will come to this divine appointment of sitting with us in the pages of that text, both now during the pre-release and in the very near future as the physical launch begins. But it's not about the book as much as it is about the internal experience of everyone on Earth currently, and how reconciling that changes so much on the face of your planet. So we'd love to be able to unpack some of this internal conflict, to be able to relieve some of this. Because although having a reality context where all of these things can land, where you can see yourself, as we mentioned through the Ascension Manual, as a trifecta, where you have a body, a physical body that is tangible, that is here, and you have a soul that is individuated, that is separate, but also a part of an interconnected structure of consciousness, coming together in an emergent ego structure that keeps track of it. Even though there are these specifics that help to reconcile this massively, there's also quite a bit of ancillary context to this that we can unpack specifically for this conflict, because it is so prevalent, because it is so here, because it is so present. We'd love to be able to also unpack this particular conflict. How can I be an insignificant human being and also have access to so much knowledge, wisdom, truth? What does that make me in this world where you are either a winner or a loser, where you are either rich or poor, where you are either successful or not, where you either have a favorable reputation or you do not? What is this divine paradox within the confines of this human experience? Even as we begin to articulate this, it is undoubtedly already beginning to land that yes, you are a human being, and yes, you are God, and that this paradox, in many ways, it gets to still be there, gets to still exist, if you can hold that context, if you can understand that they are happening simultaneously. Because this isn't about it being one or the other. And this is really the core message of this entire dialogue. This is the core message of this divine appointment here and now. This is why we have called your soul in here, is to recognize that it is not about one or the other. It is not about you being great and magnificent, all-knowing, all-wise, becoming a guru and a global leader for all of the other individuals on the planet, you pressing forward this paradigm shift, or you being crazy and insignificant. It is not one or the other. It is both simultaneously. Now, it's important to be able to understand what we mean when we say that you are also crazy and insignificant. In this is a recognition of two things. One, under crazy is really a lingering recognition that you are different, that you perceive the world differently from those around you. Now, your body evolutionarily is hardwired to not be different. You are hardwired to fit in. And when you recognize that you are different, then you recognize that crazy is just a label that goes along with this internal feeling of not wanting to be different so that you do not die. Crazy is only a bad thing because if you are different, your body says that is bad. This is survival 101. This is Homo sapiens 101. This is 100,000 years old technology that is still very much so running because you are an animal. That says, if you are different, you will die. So yes, you are crazy from the definition of society. Yes, if you wrote all of your beliefs on a piece of paper and handed it to a psychologist, they may diagnose you with something weird if they do not have a reality context or if they do not perceive the world like you do. That's quite possible. And to accept that is to accept your differences and to recognize that different isn't actually bad. Because having a societal label of crazy is not the same as having a societal label of bad, and it is not the same as you being bad. So here's to the crazy ones, right? Same idea that inspired countless individuals through that Apple ad. That is the energetic of crazy that we speak to. When we say, yes, you are also crazy and insignificant. And to insignificant, we speak to the recognition that lands more and more with each passing day for many individuals across your globe, that you are one of not just a sea of other Homo sapiens, other humans on this planet, but one within an even larger ocean of plant life and animal life, of more species than you could possibly count and possibly know, with more diversity than you could possibly understand. And within that, humans as a whole pale in comparison to the magnificence of the entirety of the ecosystem. And in that, to be one in 7 billion within a sea of species on this rock, there is insignificance to that. The insignificance doesn't come with a personal judgment. It comes with a recognition that you are one within an ocean, that you are a single water molecule within a vast sea of consciousness, yes, but also within a vast planet. And with that insignificance comes an acceptance of reality. And comes a humility that is warranted, that is enlightened, so to speak. So our intention by reframing those two words, which are emotional triggers internally for many, many spiritual practitioners around the world, crazy and insignificant. By reframing those, our hope is that those who were called here can begin to reconcile that paradox into what your reality actually is. That yes, you're a single droplet within a very large physical earth. You're a single human within a sea of humans, within a sea of species, all within a single organism that is your planet. And that within this sea, you are rather unique. and that your perspectives are future pacing this collective. If you are here, you are thinking like those in the future will. You are expanding your mind, you are expanding your consciousness to touch pieces of this experience that are ostracized, channeling consciousness, deep, deep grounded spirituality. These frameworks are not mainstream. These frameworks are not lauded yet. And just the fact that you are willing to be with these things, just the fact that you are willing to be here, shows that you are at least somewhat comfortable with these ideas. And for that, we thank you. And we remind you of that reflection that though you may be crazy and insignificant, that that future pacing is significant, and that future pacing is unique. And that by exploring these spiritual topics, you have a unique ability to use all of the power you have, all of the resources you have, all of the energy you have, to align with that which is ultimately for the highest benefit of everything in existence. That is a capability that you as an individual have because you have the knowledge that you do. And in that, you are wildly powerful beyond the wildest comprehension of most all individuals on the planet. And that is where both sides of this paradox are true, and where it's not really a paradox at all. And if you can accept these both simultaneously, then there is no oscillating back and forth. There are no emotional ups and downs around this particular thing. And from here starts a path of an even greater grounded perspective of who you are, of what your identity truly is. Reconciling of all of these lingering pieces of your identity, even the ones that feel like they're scary, feel like if you explore them, if you explore that you are crazy, or if you explore that you are insignificant, you will end up somewhere where you do not want to be, or you will end up in a state that you do not want to be in. We hope that we are able to draw up some of these fears, draw up some of these pockets of your identity, pockets of your ego, pockets of your consciousness, to be able to further ground the reality of who you are, and to remind you that it's not scary. It doesn't have to be. That within this paradox can be resolution. That you are a speck within a sea of consciousness and of physicality. And you are uniquely different. And in that, you are uniquely special. And have the ability to create all of the change that you are envisioning. That you have the ability to bring forth a beautiful world for everything around you. And this is the story where that one insignificant, crazy speck changed everything. Thank you, and we'll speak to you at a later time. Farewell. I'm going to leave it there. I don't know that I could say anything to leave it at a better place than that feeling of resolution that I just felt in my heart in hearing those closing words. So from one insignificant crazy speck to another, I love you. I see you. Thank you for tuning in. I hope you enjoy this Seattle series, and I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll speak to you next week. Bye for now.